Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Bronfen.
Hey, restaurant owners, in this video, I'm going to explain this whole Venn diagram circle situation to help you scale your restaurant using what we call the 9 restaurant accelerators. We're going to help you accelerate scaling your restaurant. Coming up right now. Hey everybody, Ryan Bronfen here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, founder of therestaurantboss.com, clickbacon.com, scalemyrestaurant.com, and of course, author of Make It Happen. You can get a copy of our book completely free at our website, therestaurantboss.com. Also, I'm going to give you a preview into a very long and extensive training that we also have available for you for free at therestaurantboss.com in our toolkit. You just have to click on toolkit and get access to the toolkit. It's totally free. There's no credit card. There's nothing like that. And you'll get a much more in-depth version of the training that I'm about to give for you today. But let's jump right into this. These are what we call the accelerators. I'm going to show them to you in a second. But before we do that, I want to explain this Venn diagram here in the middle. Having worked with restaurant owners all over the world, having been a restaurant operator, having been a partner in multiple restaurants, opened up 4 restaurants in 1 year, I have some pretty good firsthand knowledge to what I'm about to say here. Plus, I talk with hundreds, if not thousands, of restaurant owners all over the world through my consulting career. And we all kind of use different words, but we all share the same desires. I'm sure you share some similar desires here. The first one is to have some sort of scale. Now, I love when I get the phone call from someone who's like, I've got a new restaurant, or I've got a restaurant that's doing well. I want to open up 10 more of them, but I'm struggling a little bit. How can I do that? Or maybe it's, we're about to open up a restaurant. We plan on opening up 10 or 100. I love that. But for some people, scale is also, I've got this restaurant. I opened it myself, or I took it over from my family, and I just want to have some more time. I want to enjoy it more. I want to have some more freedom, some more money. That's also part of scale. So wherever you are in that journey, you're in the right place, because scale can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people. But really, what in order to scale and what we're really looking for is that freedom, money, and joy. Now, when I say money, that can be polarizing. When I say money, I don't mean that you're motivated by money. I'm not motivated by money. I love money, but I'm not motivated by money. I'm motivated by helping you all achieve your goals. But let's be real. Money makes it a little more fun. It gives us a little more freedom. It makes us enjoy it a little bit more. So there's nothing wrong with wanting to make a little bit more money. And then freedom, of course, we all want to be able to do what we want, when we want, and enjoy. We want to have some fun while we're doing it. You're going to need all 3 of those to scale, and I'm going to explain all of that to you here in a second. Now, these other 3 areas that we talk about are operations, attraction, and profit. Now, I shorten them all. I say operate, attract, and profit. You'll hear me say this a lot in my trainings, in my book, At Scale. You'll hear me say, operate, attract, profit. The success in your restaurant is based on how well you operate, how well you attract, and how well you are at profiting, right? It's the systems and the processes and the procedures for your operations, your attraction, and your profit. Let's go even one step further here now. Let's talk about kind of the fears, the feelings, the emotions that sometimes we feel when we're missing one of these areas or we're not doing as well in the areas we should. Let's start with that feeling of fear. If you're feeling a little fearful right now out there, if you're a restaurant owner or an operator and you're feeling a little fearful, what you're probably feeling, or what you're probably experiencing, I should say, is a lack of attraction. Your attraction systems aren't there. You're not attracting enough guests into your restaurant on a regular enough basis, right? There's no butts in seats. The fear comes from not having that steady flow of customers. If you had a steady flow of customers, you probably wouldn't be fearful. You might be broke and you might be stressed, but you probably wouldn't be fearful. So now let's talk about stress, right? Stress is when we're lacking in our operations, when our operations are struggling a bit. And I'm going to share with you some of the accelerators to help you improve your operations. But stress is what we feel when no one in my restaurant can do this. I'm the only one who can do it. They're always making mistakes. They're not following recipes. Whatever it is, when you feel like you have to be there for the operations to go well, that's where the stress comes from, right? No time. And then broke, I think that's pretty obvious. If you have a feeling of being broke, or you're working harder than the money you're making, or you don't have the cash to pay the bills or to invest in other opportunities or to fix up your restaurant, right? That's because we're lacking a system for profits. We're lacking a system for profits. Now, in order to scale, you have to have all three of these. Do you remember from high school geometry, Venn diagrams, right? You need all three of these to have that middle piece. So what a lot of times is happening is maybe you're missing one of these, or you're not doing as well as you could in one area. So let's go over what that might look like and feel like. Let's assume for a moment that you're great at your operations and you're great at attracting. You're probably enjoying what you're doing. If you're good at operations, if your operations are rock solid and you've got a busy, busy restaurant, you're probably enjoying your work, right? Joy right there at the top middle. But you're lacking a little bit of freedom and money. You're lacking that profit piece. You're lacking that profit piece. Otherwise, you'd be scaling right now. Right now, let's say that your operations are solid and your profit models are solid, but you're lacking in attraction. Then you're probably experiencing freedom, right? If you've got money and your operations are solid, you could take time off. But if you're not scaling at the pace that you want, you're probably lacking in that attraction. You're probably not attracting enough guests to really make it scale. Or let's say that we're great at attracting and we're great at profiting, but maybe we're missing that operations piece. So you probably have money, but you're missing that joy and freedom. So I hope that kind of explains how all of this works. And like I said earlier, I'm just doing a quick overview of this because I want you to get access to the toolkit. I want you to get free, no strings attached access to the Restaurant Boss toolkit at therestaurantboss.com, where you could watch this whole video in great detail, the full version that I teach live. I've taught this on stage around the world. I've taught this to bowling center owners. I've taught this to restaurant owners. I've taught this to hotel operators. I have taught these accelerators to thousands of people live for the last couple of years, and we put it in the toolkit because it's so important. I want every restaurant owner or operator to have access to this information without having to spend a penny. It's just that important. So now that we've kind of talked about the middle piece here, let's talk about one of these outside circles. Let's first talk about the operations, or that's what we're going to talk about today, is the operations. The first accelerator, that's what these are on the outside. These are the accelerators, is developing talent. See, I don't know if you're sitting or standing right now. If you're standing, I suggest you sit. And if you're sitting, hold on to the armchair tightly, because you might not like what I'm about to say. But if you listen openly and accept it, I think you'll agree with what I'm saying, which is whatever positions you're looking for in your restaurant, it's easy to say no one's applying, no one wants to work today, millennials are such a challenge to work with, no one out there has any talent, whatever it is. It's not true. There are people out there that have all of the talent that you need. The question is, are you willing and or able to pay them for it? Because if you're looking for a chef who can write great menus, can manage a team, can hire, can fire, can create systems, can cost out recipes, can manage their food costs, can negotiate with vendors, can come up with seasonal menus, can do all this great stuff, they exist. Heck, I'm one of them. They exist. They're working in very nice hotels, incredibly high-end restaurants, or very successful restaurants, or they're working at some big giant hotel in Vegas right now, right? Making $250,000 a year or more. So they exist. The chef you're looking for exists. The restaurant manager you're looking for exists. The servers you're looking for exist. The question is, are they going to work for your restaurant at what you're willing and able to pay? Because if you're paying $60,000 for a year and you're looking for a chef that can do everything I just said, you're going to be very disappointed for a very long time. So in order to scale, you're going to have to be able to develop talent. You're going to have to be able to develop talent in people who are good people, who show up to work with a smile on their face, but maybe don't know how to cost something out. You're going to have to teach them that. Maybe they're not great at writing menus. You're going to have to teach them that if that's important. But if you're not willing to pay what it takes, you're going to have to get great at developing talent. The biggest brands in the world, look at Chick-fil-A. Do you think Chick-fil-A has access to a different pool of people than you do? No, they're just better at developing talent. That's all it is. Now, the next accelerator on the operation side is to consistently deliver. When I say consistently deliver, I don't just mean, does my hamburger taste the same tomorrow as it does today? That's kind of base level. That's, forget about scale, that's just to survive. If your hamburger tastes different every day, your presentations are different every day, your service is different every day, you're not gonna scale, you're gonna go out of business. So the baseline is the consistency at the base level that we're talking about. What I mean by consistently delivering is, are we delivering the experience, the music, the decor, the everything, the feeling, the emotion, right? People eat emotionally. Even if all we're doing is picking up food and taking it home, it's an emotional experience. If we're not delivering whatever it is that they're desiring time after time after time, they're not gonna eat at your restaurant anymore. They're not gonna order from you anymore. So when you think consistency, I want you to take consistency to a whole nother level. And again, I'm just touching on these quickly. We'll talk about it more in detail when you watch the full training. And then the last thing is exceeding expectations. See, a lot of us are good at meeting our guests' expectations. But again, that's the bare minimum. Meeting a guest's expectations is what you need to just stay open, is what you need to just survive. If you wanna thrive, if you wanna scale, you have to exceed your guest's expectations. Let's assume you have a hamburger restaurant. If you serve a good hamburger at a good price, you're probably doing fine. That's what your guests expect. But if you wanna scale, you gotta go above and beyond what your guests expect. If you wanna scale, you might have to serve an excellent hamburger at a good price. Or you might have to serve a good hamburger at an excellent price, or down here, a low price, right? Whatever that is. But if all we're doing is meeting our guests' expectations, you're gonna get your bills covered, but you're not gonna scale. Restaurants that scale, businesses that scale, they wow their customers. They exceed their guests' expectations with every visit consistently, and they're great at developing talent. Now, that's just three of the nine accelerators. There's three accelerators in the profit mark, in the profit area, and there's three accelerators in attraction. And I'm gonna share all of them with you in about an hour and a half presentation. All you have to do is go to therestaurantboss.com and then click on free tools or toolkit or something like that. I don't remember exactly what it is. And we'll get you access instantly, immediately, to the full toolkit with about 100 tools, resources, training, spreadsheets, formulas, workbooks, everything you could ever imagine and need to accelerate your restaurant and to scale your restaurant at therestaurantboss.com. One last thing, when you watch this video, the full video from our free toolkit, bring three crayons with you. Bring a red crayon, a yellow crayon, and a green crayon. We're gonna do some coloring, but it's gonna be important, I promise. I'll explain all of that to you when you're watching the nine accelerators video from the Restaurant Boss Toolkit. My name is Ryan Gronfen, and remember, systems create freedom, freedom creates value, value creates scale. Have an absolutely amazing day, and I love every single one of you crazy restaurant people. Get access to the toolkit now. It's completely free at therestaurantboss.com. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.